Trying their best. All I'm saying, it was very easy to help the migrants other than your own people. I mean, you did fly all the Haitians over, ready for apartment and everything.
How much is rent here?
Free. 2 years.
After 2 years, we have to pay the rent.
All right, y'all, this is Savannah Hernandez in Brunswick, Maine, reporting to you from the apartments where migrants are getting their rent paid for up to 2 years. Now, I wanted to give you guys a first inside look at these units. The migrants shared with us that they come furnished, so they have a flat screen TV in there, couches, tables and chairs, a bed. We also asked them as well, hey, are you paying utilities here? They shared with us that nope, they do not have a water bill, they do not have an electricity bill.
And what about the light and the water?
Everything is good. We don't pay anything.
Now, I wanted to focus in on this area of Maine because there is a housing crisis going on currently for residents, and these buildings were initially created for Maine residents, but then it was decided that homeless migrants would be living here. Now, as an American, you can rent out one of these units, but a one bedroom is going to run you about $1,800, and a two bedroom is going to run you about $2,300. By the way, the average housing price for a house over here in Brunswick is about $480,000. So there was obviously a lot of outrage when it was first discovered that migrants were going to be housed here for free on taxpayer dollar. Now I wanted to focus in on Brunswick as well, because this is the same county that has received FEMA funding from that same program that spent almost $1 billion through the fiscal year of 2023 and 2024 on sheltering illegal immigrants throughout the United States of America. By the way, FEMA coming out and saying that they have run out of that funding.
We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
That's why the next people, there's a higher chance I might believe them.
There's no government here. There's no FEMA. People are just coming in here with supplies, fuel, food, whatever we can to try to help this community. Every dollar I make from this video, I'm donating it to Hurricane Helene relief efforts. So please share, repost, comment, like, anything you can do that can boost this video. You're going to help people in need. Currently delivering aid at Swananoa Church of God, and I just want to give you guys a look at the flooding in the church basement. Remember, this is a week after the storm. Still no power. Still no clean water, and we're just trying to dig up from the mud in here. Here's more flooding.
This is going to make people just not want to depend on the government anymore. it's going to be normalized. And you can only blame yourself.
Because if the target nation was dysfunctional enough, it would, in essence, do the work for you.
My name is Casey Webb. I'm from Swannanoa, North Carolina. I lost everything I have. I just did an inspection with FEMA last night. They told me that I was denied and postdated my letter for the 5th of October when my inspection was done on the 4th. They have not seen receipts. They have not seen pictures or anything of the things that were in my home and denied me. We have still failed to receive a $750 check. The rooms that FEMA wants you to go stay in during the time of your disaster relief are in Newport, Tennessee, which they sent 500 people there and then it flooded. I will be in Asheville all day long. If anybody wants to link up with me and talk about what's going on, inbox me and let me know. This is disgusting. I've never seen the government fail us worse.
Whoever started this wants us to finish it.
So I know I do a lot of like fun and like happy videos or whatever all the time, but so I'm here in Boone, North Carolina. I'm at the staging area. I volunteered myself and my canines to come up and do some search and rescue efforts. Here's the situation, okay? FEMA is in the area and we've been told that if we see any FEMA agents, like hightail it and go. So obviously you see all my equipment. So we've been told to just turn around and go the opposite direction, because what they're doing is they're confiscating everything. Like, they would confiscate all of my gear, my car, my dogs, like literally everything. There are some people who have been tracking these FEMA agents and what they do with these supplies after. And these are people that are directly associated with the group that I'm volunteering with. And essentially what they're doing is they're taking these supplies to sanctuary areas for illegal migrants. And giving it all to them. They are telling the locals here that they have no more money, that they can't give them any money, they can't do anything, but they are compensating volunteer supplies as they come through, and they are giving it to people who are not legal within the country. Take that information for what you will. This is this information that needs to get out to the news media. This is the information that needs to get out, and honestly, if FEMA is not going to do their job, and I'm not saying that all of the FEMA agents, because I know a lot of canine handlers that are part of FEMA that are doing what they're supposed to be doing. However, why are we confiscating supplies? Why are we taking supplies from people that are coming in to help and have experience and can do the job, and then giving it to illegals and not giving it to the people who have been affected?
I'm not supposed to believe everything I hear. Let's listen to the local cops.
Donate. Please donate what you can. Try to find a nonprofit to donate to, a church. Local PD, a lot of those are taking donations, sheriff's departments. I know my department is running a bunch of stuff to the western part of the state to help donate. But please do not donate to FEMA. They are hindering a lot of what people are trying to accomplish out in the western part of the state. FEMA doesn't understand that these Appalachian people are built differently. I'm very familiar with them. They are not going to stand by idly and have government officials tell them what to do. FEMA's playing a game of FAFO because free men don't ask for permission.
If you still don't believe me, well, let the black person tell you.
Do not, please do not give any supplies to FEMA. If you want to donate supplies to the hurricane survivors from Hurricane Helene, do not give the supplies to FEMA. Give them to a church. Give them to a nonprofit. FEMA is not doing what they are supposed to be doing, okay? They don't care about people. They are not here to help people at all. They're not helping people. They are taking supplies and giving them to people who don't even need them. They are taking supplies and running off with them. Do not give any supplies to FEMA at all. If you want to donate supplies, donate them to a nonprofit or to a church. Do not give them to FEMA, okay? Okay? And people, let me tell you something, okay? I've been hearing so many stories. FEMA has been knocking on doors, not offering help, just there to ask, hey, what's going on? That's it. Not offering help or anything.
He did say what those people were saying that they were going to do. But if they're just doing that,
it's way above my head. You're talking to Peon Eddie.
Yeah, okay.
It won't surprise me that most people don't trust you anymore.
Hey, it's Dr. Phil, and I am out working, doing some hurricane relief and recovery, whatever you want to call it. And all these orange shirts you see around and behind me are Samaritan's Purse. And let me tell you, these guys don't have meetings to fill out forms to plan a meeting to get something going. They have verbs in their sentences, they have springs in their step, and they're out making things happen. FEMA, all these other people are talking, thinking. No, not Samaritan's Purse. They're out doing things.
So what I'm saying sounds like a great big conspiracy theory, but let me ask you something. Why is it that the government won't send National Guard in Tennessee to Tennessee, but they had no problem on the same day of the storm hitting, sending more than 700 soldiers over to Kuwait to get ready to help Israel? They have no problem sending $8 billion over to the Ukraine. They have no problem sending troops and never-ending money over to Israel. They have no problem sending money of yours anywhere except to you. And when you need help, they don't show up. And if you start helping each other, they start threatening to arrest you. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that utterly amazing? I got to tell you this. There won't be an election this year. I'm just putting that out there. There will not be an election. Some events will circumvent all of this. And I'm not the only one thinking that, because lawmakers, for whatever reason, decided 30 days before an election that they suddenly had to pass a 28th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America in case there was a mass casualty event that killed off half of Congress. And this would allow them, instead of having special elections like we've always done under the Constitution in the United States of America, they can just simply replace half of Congress on a whim with no voting, and it's none of your business. This isn't a conspiracy theory. These are just never-ending conspiracies. I thought when the pandemic showed up and so many theories were proven to be facts, people would get it by now. This is frighteningly real, and they're using this to completely and utterly decimate the United States of America. This has been around. This, what I'm showing you right now, owning the weather, using the weather as a weapon, has been around for a long, long time. And the only reason it wasn't so urgent is because they wanted to own it by 2025. Well, it would appear their task is accomplished. I got to give credit to TruthStream Media, because not only did they compile a lot of things and get this out to a lot of people like you're supposed to, but they also included a huge list of resources, like the Citizens Emergency Resource Map, Facebook Missing People Group, because there are thousands of people missing, and the news isn't even talking about it. There are no boots on the ground, other than the boots on the ground are the people that live there, and they're literally having to fight the authorities to save their neighbor. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying here? Donations can go to Samaritan's Purse, the United Cajun Navy, Grindstone Ministries, the Y'all Squad, the 118th, Operation Airdrop, and Mountain Mule Packer Ranch. If you send your money to the Red Cross, these people will never see it. If you send your money to FEMA, these people will never see it. When I went to West Virginia to help people in a very similar situation back in the day, we saw FEMA on the ground. We saw the Red Cross on the ground doing absolutely nothing. A few YouTubers with a couple of pickup trucks and some trailers did thousands of times more than those guys did the entire time. That's all I'm going to say. Links will be in the description box below. If you don't know what the description box is, under the video, you see this? That's the description box. And you see, you know, see what I'm saying? The links to everything will be below. Richie from Boston, and I'm out.
Whoever started this wants us to finish it.